You're listening to SBS News.
In South Africa, where Omicron was first detected by scientists, there are concerns a swift rise in cases is being driven by the new variant. On Tuesday, the country was recording just over 4,000 new daily infections. Now, those cases have quadrupled, with daily infections exceeding 16,000. South African politicians are in campaign mode, not for an election, but in a desperate bid to boost the country's lagging vaccination rate. Provincial Premier David Makura talks to his constituents, many who are hesitant to get the jab.
Our province is at the cusp of the fourth wave, at the cusp in the sense that we, with the new variant, we are the principal focus of this variant. We are not panicking, but we are deeply concerned about those who are still not coming to the forward to take their jabs.
It's all part of South Africa's so-called Vuma Week, which is a government-led vaccination initiative. Only 25% of South Africans have received both doses, which experts say is a worrying figure in the face of Omicron. It's become the dominant variant in the highly urbanised Gauteng province, which is home to big cities like Johannesburg and Pretoria. Infections there have surged 400% in a week. But the country's health minister, Joe Pala, says everything is under control.
This fourth wave, which we have started to enter into, can be managed without too many casualties, without too much loss of life, if we all observe the safety measures, the biggest risk being gatherings, especially indoor gatherings.
South African officials admit they are surprised by Omicron's spread among young children. Hospital admissions are up for those aged under five. The WHO's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan, says it's not entirely clear what effect Omicron is having on communities across the world.
So I think we need to wait. Let's hope it's milder, especially in those who are vaccinated or who have some previous natural immunity. But it's too early to conclude about the variant and its behaviour as a whole.
But scientists are not waiting. A team of 450 are working around the clock to find answers. Omicron has been detected in more countries, including Mexico, Tunisia and India. One of India's new cases was a man with no recent travel history, sparking concerns the variant has been spreading there undetected. While in the United Kingdom, which has reported another 75 cases of Omicron, vaccination hubs are seeing an increase in bookings. People are keen to get their booster shots and avoid any more disruptions before Christmas.
The new variant I'm not worried about at the moment. Like, I feel like we've got it early. As long as people are getting vaccinated and doing their boosters, then I feel like we have to learn to live with it. So we take precautions where we can, wear masks, get vaccinated, and then we have to go on with life.
The Omicron variant may be catching all the headlines, but the WHO's Christian Lindemeyer warns Delta is still doing the vast majority of the damage.
Predominant variant right now still remains the Delta variant. So Omicron may be on the rise and we may come to a point where it takes over to be the dominant variant. But at this point, the very dominant variant remains Delta.
Delta is wreaking havoc in countries like South Korea, which reported its worst ever COVID death toll, 70 people in 24 hours. There's been a renewed strain on France's health system too, with the country now facing its fifth COVID wave, which is expected to peak in late January. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.